This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
You have tuned into eHealth Radio and the Fitness and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and this is Eric Michaels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today we are speaking with, once again, Bob Caputo, host of Bob Caputo Living Well. Bob's web series encourages people to live healthier lives by providing workout tips and guiltless recipes the whole family can and will enjoy. With the summertime officially here, with this Memorial Day weekend among us, Bob is here to discuss how to take a healthy vacation. Bob, always good to have you with us here on eHealth Radio.
It's great to be here.
So tell us, Bob, to kick things off today, should people stick to their diet on vacation? That's always the big question in doubt.
They really should, because nothing kills that euphoric post-vacation high like gained weight. So your trip should be healthy, too, but stay on that diet so you feel good when you get home.
And can you give the listeners some tips on how to avoid weight gain on vacation?
Sure. Whatever your plans, a family road trip, a tropical cruise, or relaxing on the beach, here's how you can avoid gaining extra pounds. Now, if you're flying, try to eat a healthy meal before you leave for the airport. You'll be less likely to eat high-calorie snacks just because they're around or because you're bored. Now, if you are eating at an airport, search for healthy food selections. Look for salads, fresh fruit, and grilled chicken and fish. The airports are full of exercise opportunities. After all, there's always some place to walk around. And for the flight, call the airline in advance to see if a special meal is available. Standard airline meals are full of fat and calories. Try to order a diabetic, low-fat, vegetarian, or kosher meal. Even better is to bring some healthy food with you for the flight. Now, the food cannot need refrigeration or be bulky and heavy, so try those new pouches of tuna fish, salmon, and chicken, which are right next to the canned tuna at the supermarket. They do not need refrigeration, are much lighter and smaller, and taste a whole lot better than canned fish or meats. Then buy a green salad at one of the airport's restaurants and mix them together. It'll make a delicious and healthy meal. Now, flying can easily dehydrate you, so drink plenty of water. Drinking one glass per hour in flight will prevent dehydration and jet lag. And finally, I love to do this. Every hour, get up and walk around the plane. It'll help pass time on a long flight, and it'll prevent your legs and knees from cramping up. Also, you might meet some interesting people, which might make the flight seem shorter, too.
And one of those key points that sticks with me is eating that healthy meal before leaving on the vacation, and you set yourself up for a healthier vacation starting out on the right foot. Now, what if you're going on a cruise or an all-inclusive vacation where they supply the food?
Now, are you planning on cruising? And I don't mean driving down Sunset Boulevard in a 1966 Chevrolet. I mean taking one of those amazing Florida resorts. Or maybe you've decided to go to an all-inclusive mega resort. They're a lot of fun, but there is literally hot and cold running food 24 hours a day. But you can't have fun, eat great food, and not look like one of the whales swimming in the ocean. Now, if you choose to eat at a buffet, do not go back for seconds. Fill half your plate with vegetables, lean fish, and meats, and then take small portions of other foods that you might want to try. And don't forget dessert. After all, you are on vacation. Just share it with a travel companion. Now, on the days you want to have a special, more fattening meal, try to eat lighter the rest of the day. Eat grilled fish, chicken, and vegetables. Now, most cruises and mega resorts offer a healthy spa menu, so order from this when you can. They're usually full of very flavorful and simply prepared meals. And finally, try to do some exercise every day. Now, although virtually all ships and mega resorts have complete gyms, aerobics class, and pools, exercise can be found in many other activities. First of all, cruise ships are usually like 12 stories or more tall. Avoid the elevators and take the stairs when you can. It's great exercise, and you're going to meet lots of interesting people. Also, walk around the ship or the resort. They're really fun to explore. At night, go dancing at the disco and boogie-woogie-woogie those calories away. And in the morning, take a long walk around the Promenade Deck or pool area while enjoying the sights. There's nothing like fresh air to start the day properly, even if you do wake up at the crack of noon.
I like that. Today we are with Bob Caputo, once again, host of Bob Caputo Living Well. His web series encourages people to live healthier lives by providing workout tips and guiltless recipes. The whole family will enjoy here on eHealth Radio's Fitness and Nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Bob, what if you're taking a road trip this Memorial Day? Touch on some of your tips there.
Well, if you're traveling by car, you're going to be sitting and doing a lot of nothing and burning very few calories. You're also going to be eating at fast food and limited menu restaurants, which often have very unhealthy menu items. So, first of all, pack a cooler full of healthy snacks and light meals like fresh veggies and fruits, bottled water, low-fat yogurt, turkey sandwiches and whole wheat bread, and air pop popcorn. Now, when you are traveling, do not skip meals and eat one or a healthy snack every 2 or 3 hours. When you're super hungry, you tend to order fattening foods and eat way too much. Plus, your energy levels will stay high, which will keep you alert at the wheel. Now, avoid eating full meals in the car. It's a great idea to stop every 2 or 3 hours, go to the restroom, eat your meal, and take a short walk. Back in the car, you'll be a whole lot more alert and energetic. Now, if you do eat at a fast food restaurant, choose the healthiest possible items available. Go for the grilled chicken salads with light or fat-free dressing, or grilled chicken sandwiches. Forget the fries, mayo, special sauces, cheese, and heavy dressings. Instead, use a small amount of ketchup or mustard on the sandwiches and have a piece of fruit for dessert.
Lastly, what should listeners do once they arrive to their destination?
Now, once you get to your destination, there are many things you can do to have a great time and still be able to fit in that coach airline seat on your return trip home. Now, when you're picking a hotel to stay in, choose one that has refrigerators available for the guest rooms. Now, although many hotels have them in all the rooms, just about every hotel will put a cube refrigerator in for a small fee. And a little hint, if you tell them you have a medical condition for one, they may even waive the fee. Then go out and find a nearby grocery store and buy some healthy snacks. Most hotels have fitness rooms which are free to their guests. Now, don't expect a huge gym with every type of machine or weight you may want. They're usually relatively small with some treadmills and a small selection of machines and dumbbells. Enough equipment, though, to get a basic workout in. Now, if that's not enough, most hotels have arrangements with local gyms offering free or discounted day passes. Now, if the hotel has a pool, use it. A morning swim is a great way to start the day, and swimming is a fantastic way to burn calories. As you're staying at a large resort, take long daily walks around the property. Enjoy the scenery while, you know, working off last night's dinner. Who knows who you might meet. And one final thought, though, before you leave. Don't forget to pack your workout clothes, sneakers, bathing suit, and, of course, suntan lotion.
Some fabulous tips as you're getting ready to head out the door this weekend. We can't thank you enough, Bob, for your time and for this great information. Where can listeners get more information accordingly, and how can they be in contact with you as well?
Well, then go to our website, which is www.bobcaputolivingwell.com, where they can get all kinds of tips about diet and working out and travel tips. We have a new tip posted every single day.
Bob, once again, we thank you for your time, and have yourself a great holiday weekend, and thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
It was great talking to you, and you too have a nice holiday weekend, too.
We have been speaking with Bob Caputo, host of Bob Caputo Living Well. His web series encourages people to live healthier lives by providing workout tips and guiltless recipes the whole family will enjoy. And for more information and for contact, simply visit Bob Caputo Living Well. com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Fitness and Nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.